This is BFBS. BFBS. The Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Original music specials.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Rick Witter, frontman, lead singer of Shed 7, and singer, actor, and can I say radio presenter as well, Rowetta, the big voice from the Happy Mondays. Welcome, both of you, to BFBS.
Thank you so much, Jason. Lovely to be here.
Yes, hi, Jason. I hope you're well.
Rick, so I'll go to you first, because I'd love you to tell me a little bit about Shed 7. They were such a massive part of Britpop in the 1990s, weren't they? Can you tell us how the band started?
So, brief history. Me and Paul, the guitarist, met when we were about 11, and Tom, the bass player, was also in our year at school. Me and Paul decided we wanted to form a band when we were about 12. Started writing music together when we were about 13. Spent hours and hours and hours in each other's bedrooms or kitchens, listening to music and trying to write songs, but obviously when you're 13, they're not the best things you could ever hear, even though I probably still have cassettes with songs that we were writing when we were 13 somewhere in the attic. Then formed the school band when we were about 14, 15 and started playing gigs around pubs in York. Then, weirdly enough, because Rowetta's here, when the Manchester scene started in about 88, 89, around the time of the first Stone Roses album, that kind of weirded that and thought, right, we need to up our game here a bit. We need to stop being a school band. We were kind of 17, 18 by this point and wanted to pull our socks up and start taking things a bit more seriously. So we loved that period of the music scene at that time, following bands like the Mondays and the Roses. And then, so that was about 1990, we formed Shed 7 as a kind of serious prospect. Then it took us about 4 years to write and get a record deal, released our debut album in 94, and the rest is pretty much history.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Yeah.
FBS. The Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
When you did release that album in 94, looking at the charts, you were really up against things like Rave and maybe Acid as well. So how did you stay focused and how did you stay true to where you wanted to go without being distracted by what the charts were telling you to do?
Right, well, that's a good question, because basically between the years of about 92 and 94, we genuinely thought we were the only guitar band in the country. Genuinely, we did. We're from York. It's a small city. And even in York, you know, York's a lovely place, and there's always been quite a healthy music scene. But around about that time, it was more oldie worldy pubs with people playing violins next to a nice open hearty fire. So we genuinely thought we were the only band in the country that was playing indie guitar music. And then lo and behold, when we were ready and we were signing a deal in late 93 and then going into a studio early 94 and recording our debut album, it suddenly became apparent that there was other bands around the country playing guitar music. And then over the next year or two, you suddenly discovered that there was a Sleeper from down south, and there was a Cast from Liverpool, and there was an Oasis from Manchester. And all of these things coalesced and became what's now known as Britpop. So we weren't, yes, we are British and we play an element of pop music. But, you know, before Britpop was a thing, we were classed as lad rock. That was a thing, apparently. And then we were also classed as new wave of new wave. So it took a while for us to be pigeonholed into the Britpop scene, because that became the be all and end all catchment for music at that point, certainly for guitar bands. So yeah, all right, yeah, we were caught up in the Britpop movement, but I believe that what we're writing right now is just as good as anything we've ever done, but it's still very Shed 7. So we, in a way then, we're bringing Britpop back, aren't we? Hey!
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Would you stay on standby? Because I need another alibi. In the wrong place at the wrong time. Could you talk a fine rhyme? I need to know that I'll be fine. Bulletproof. It's like I've never been.
But it won't help you. You can cry if you want to.
BFBS, original music specials.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Are you sensing as well? So if you look at the charts today, there's a bit of a parallel between then and now, isn't there?
Well, the charts today, I mean, it's great. In the 90s, it became the point where indie music wasn't indie anymore. It wasn't independent. It was mainstream. Everyone was at it, and we were all getting on the chart show, and we were all on kids' telly programmes on a Saturday morning, and it just became the norm. It's different now for young indie guitar bands. Different outlets. Obviously, the internet helps for you to spread the word, but it's just as healthy now. It's just not as well known or thought of. I hear loads of new, cool 20-somethings slinging guitars over the shoulders and going out and playing in smaller gigs and learning the trade, which it means it's still healthy, just slightly different.
Just how did Rowetta get involved with Shed 7's new album? We'll be hearing from the former Happy Monday singer in the next 20 minutes. Now, though, here's She Left Me on a Friday on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Station. Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
So what were you listening to then as Shed 7 was formed? What influenced you? You've got to bring influences with you.
Well, again, weirdly, with this new album that's coming out, A Matter of Time, on the 5th of January 2024, by the way, me and Paul, subconsciously, I think, we're looking back at our past, weirdly. I don't know why. I think perhaps there's a small element of the fact that we lost two members a few years ago, and it made us reassess us as a band. So me and Paul with this album were like the key songwriting team, which we kind of always have been anyway. But, you know, I think when we were writing it, we were noticing the more and more we were writing that a lot of our kind of real early youth influences were kind of coming through. So when we were 13 and 14, we'd be dancing around our kitchens listening to Frankie Goes to Hollywood or Duran Duran. Paul was a huge Simple Minds fan and I was a bit more of a U2 fan. And there's subtle shades of things within these new songs that hark back to that time. Not like let's write a song like Duran Duran, but you can hear little influences there, which I think makes this album a big hodgepodge of different ideas, and it's made it its own beast in a way. But then, as I say, you know, you're hearing Bummed by the Happy Mondays, what an incredible album that is. And then the Stone Roses released their debut album a year later and just got massively caught up in all that. I mean, I'm a big fan of Primal Scream, and I love Primal Scream because every one of their albums is different. I remember buying their debut album, Sonic Flower Groove, and it's really fey, birdsy, indie kind of sounding. And then they come back with the next album, which was just called Primal Scream, which is real kind of MC5, Stooges kind of rock and roll, leathers. And then through that, and having remixes from tracks off that album, suddenly they're all Screamadelicary, you know, and just what an amazing band for just reinventing themselves with every album that they do, which is, we're not like that. What you get is what you get with Shed Seven. But I think that's one of the reasons why we're still here doing it, because people who like Shed Seven were like a little safety blanket for them. They know what they're going to get. They're going to get catchy melodies and good lyrics that are universal. You know, I'm not going to start singing about politics because I'll have my views on that, but I don't want to push that on people. I want people, you know, the key words for this new album, for example, are love, death, sex, stalking, recreation, ornithology, the things that everyone loves.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Jason Hubbard meets Shed Seven and Rowetta.
The sea or sunshine,
have you been told?
BFBS, original music specials.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Because Rowetta's with us, I think I know the answer to this, really. But Rick, have you met all of your heroes? Rowetta being one of them, clearly.
Well, clearly, yes. But, well, probably not, to be honest with you. There's probably loads of people out there I'd love to meet that I haven't yet. But, I mean, I'm happy with my lot.
That's pretty fair, isn't it? I like that. So Rick, we'll talk about new music and the tour and the album, and we'll have a little look at 2024 for you in a minute. But I've got to ask you about the two biggest songs, really. Going for Gold, obviously highest chart entry, but it doesn't stop me in my tracks like Chasing Rainbows does every time I hear it. Out of the two, which is your favourite?
I'd have to probably come down on Chasing Rainbows myself, to be honest. I mean, when you say Going for Gold was our highest charting entry, yes, that's true. But, you know, it depends what week you release things on. I think if we'd released Chasing Rainbows on a different quieter week, it would have gone a lot higher in the charts because it sold more, I think. It's just that particular week. It was a busy week in the charts and probably slightly up. You know, Elton John probably had something out that week. Thanks, Elton.
Chasing Rainbows, what's the story behind that? Was that a deliberate thing or was it by accident?
So, yeah, a massive accident. So we found ourselves, we'd released the Maximum High album and we were releasing singles off the Maximum High album in 1996, and we'd gone on a massive European tour to promote that album. And this is the days before the Euro, by the way. So we're on a tour bus travelling around Europe. One day you'd be in Spain with a set of pesetas in your hand. And then you'd wake up the next morning, you're in France, and you've got the confusion of these different monies. Everything quite confusing. We were young lads. It was gig after gig, country after country. And we got to the end of this tour. We found ourselves in Germany. Can't remember which city it was, but we found ourselves sat on a tour bus waiting for the crew to set up so that we could go and do the sound check. It was chucking it down. We sat on the top of this tour bus, me and Paul, feeling a bit homesick, feeling like we're knackered and, you know, we need to go home. We'd like to see our family and our friends. We've been away for ages. And Paul just picked up his guitar and he's just strumming this riff and I'm asking him what it is. And usually, by the way, we're not the type of band, when we're away working and doing gigs, we don't write music. You know, we're just too busy getting drunk and singing songs. So it was an unusual thing for him to pick up his guitar anyway. So he starts strumming this riff and I'm asking him what it is. And he said, I don't know, I'm just mucking about. And I immediately started going, this thing's an I regret over the top of it. Within 20 minutes, we'd kind of written the majority of that song on this tour bus with the rain lashing down on it, feeling like we wanted to be at home. So I think the sentiment of the song is homesickness, I guess. So when it was time to go and sound check, we took it in there, showed the rest of the band, had a quick run around it, and even our road crew stopped because they obviously thought, oh, this is something a bit new and different. So we came home and recorded it quickly because we wanted to extend the run of promotion for the Maximum High album. So weirdly, that song came out in 96 as a single, but it wasn't actually on an album until 98. We put it on the next album that came out 2 years later. But that meant that in 1996, we had the most top 40 singles in the UK charts than any other act that year.
Wow.
With five. High five.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
I hide them every day.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
Jason Herbert meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
There is a big reason why Rick and Rowetta are here together on BFBS, The Forces Station. It's all about new music. It's all about the new big song, In Ecstasy. Rick, it drives fast, doesn't it, this song? And then you get this whopping Happy Mondays sound in my headphones through it. And so, Rowetta, how did you get the chance to be part of this amazing song?
Well, Rick asked me if I'd like to listen to this song that he'd just written, and he'd got my voice in his head singing it. So I can't think of a better compliment, to be honest, because I love Shed 7. I've known them for years. But the fact that he had my voice in his head, rather than just a black voice, which some people, they just want a black girl singing or a gospel choir, or they want it to sound like Step On. It's the way he worded it. I love the band anyway. I think they've gone on from brilliant band to great. I really do. And live, they're amazing. So, so I couldn't wait to hear this song that he'd got with me in his head. But I didn't realise how perfect it was for me until I heard it. And as soon as I put the tune on, had my headphones on, and started singing along, I was like, this is perfect. I got really excited straight away. I can't wait to record it. I can't wait for it to be released. I can't wait to sing it live straight away, because it sounded perfect for my voice. It was like just perfect. And it's perfect time to do it, I think, because there's so much love for Shed 7 now. I'm getting the respect and I've always wanted, really, for my voice. And they are. And so it's just perfect. I think when the collaboration was mentioned to people, everybody got excited because it sounded like it would be great before you'd even heard it. And I just thought, I can't wait for everyone to hear this. And the feedback's been incredible. And it sounds amazing on the radio. And, you know, it's just a great song. And it's a classic.
And the video itself is amazing, isn't it? So who produced the video? Because that looks like, so it's big, it's dark, it's moody. It is the song, isn't it? The video is absolutely matching it. That must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm not normally good in videos, but Rick will tell you more than I can. Because I get really uncomfortable. It's all about the singing for me. I don't want to be worrying about, you know, what I look like from that angle. And, you know, I mean, I've done videos with loads of models in Kinky Afro, and I was like, oh my God, why not? And they told me I couldn't wear black gloves, because I wanted to kill everybody that day. So, yeah, no, you get a bit paranoid when you're a girl, because at the end of the day, I'm a singer. I love performing on stage, not necessarily in a studio, but we did it in a nightclub in Leeds, and it was brilliant fun to do. But I'll let Rick tell you more about that. It was great.
Yeah, well, so Paul Banks, our guitarist and songwriter, my songwriting partner, is a jack of all trades. So when we had a few years of downtime, he started his own video company. So he's like the boss of his own. It's called Digifish, and he does lots of different things, but it means we've got a go-to film crew with Paul in charge of it all. So we scouted out to find somewhere that we could do it, because the idea was, obviously, having Rowetta involved, and because it's such a timeless thing, we wanted it to be in some type of club. We always had that idea. It's got to be a club. We wanted loads of lasers, because it's all about the light shining on you. Perhaps less lasers than we wanted in the first place we used. But yeah, so luckily Leeds Warehouse, which is a famous nightclub, was free that day. Well, people don't usually rave at 11 in the morning on a Wednesday now, do they? Or a Thursday, whatever it was when we did it. More's the pity. But yes, it was a great day. I had the idea in my head. There's a classic Happy Mondays video, wrote for Look, filmed in a nightclub. The difference with their video is they had loads of people in the background loving it. But that was the original idea, to be in a nightclub, because the Mondays did it with their classic song, Wrote for Luck. And I think we've done a good version. I think we all look great in it, you know. I mean, the long days, aren't they, Rowetta, when you're doing videos,
really
take after take after take, and then a lot of hanging around, which can be just as tiring as actually performing, if you're just hanging around doing nothing or waiting. But it was great.
Paul's got a great eye as well, because he knew how, you know, it's much easier when someone tells you how to stand and where to sing. I mean, the energy by the end of the day, it does drain. You're boiling, my feet are hurting and all that lot. But it was just, I just loved, it's the way you directed it, or the way he was saying, sing here, sing there, and got the best out of us, I think. And it's perfect for the song. And Wrote for Luck has always been one of my favourite videos. So I love that whole idea. And yeah, we don't look like kids trying to be kids. I think we look as we are, Shed Seven and Rowetta. And each member looks really classy, great musicians. I love it. It's just a great classic video to go with a beautiful classic song.
And also, time is money. And the older you get, the more you realise that time really is money. So we thought, we've got a day here. Let's crack on and get this done. Let's get this sorted quick.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Jason Hubbard meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Original music specials.
Jason Hubbard meets Shed 7 and Rowetta.
Hey, Rick, the new album then, A Matter of Time, out in January. It's not
on
just...
On Rowetta's birthday.
Yeah, can we just shout that out one more
what?
Time?
What?
January the 5th is my birthday. And it was your father's birthday as well.
It was my late father's birthday, so that's
really special.
Even more special, yeah. Brilliant.
It really is.
Come on. That's got to be by design, right?
It was coming out on the 12th of January, but we put it forward a week.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. I usually go away for my birthday, but I might just gate crash one of the signings or something.
I know what you're getting for your birthday, Rowetta.
I want a signed picture disc. That's what I want. With Rowetta's birthday, Matter of Time. Yeah.
Rick, it's not just Rowetta and Shed 7, is it? You've got plenty of guests on the new album as well. What a great collaboration.
I know. Well, obviously, Rowetta was the first person we thought of. And Rowetta's the first actual artist that we've approached ever to guest on one of our songs. And it kind of set the floodgates going, really. It works so well with her that we... With Peter Doherty, it's great that we've got Peter on there as well. And I'm a fan of the Libertines, but I don't really know much about them as people. Never met them before. But we happened to be playing the Bingley Festival a year and a half ago, was it? A couple of years ago. And we were playing just before the Libertines on the main stage. And as we were doing our hour-long set, I kept looking over to the side of the stage as I was singing, and just where my family were all stood watching, and there's Peter Doherty, who I've never met before, and he was just singing every word of our songs. And I was thinking, all right, okay. I had no idea that you even knew that we existed, let alone like our songs. So I just kind of went over to him after we'd finished, saying, oh, I didn't realise that you liked us, Peter. And he said, oh, when I was a young kid, I used to sit on my bed with my acoustic guitar, learning Shed Seven songs way back in the early 90s. So, oh, right, nice, OK. Well, listen, we've got Rowetta guesting on one of our songs. How about it? And he went, I'd love to. So, you know, it's absolutely amazing that all of these top-notch artists are happy to be involved with us. It's amazing, really. And it makes the album unique for us. And it's another great thing that hopefully in 50 years' time, people will still be listening to this and appreciating it and loving it. Because, boy, we'll still be here in 50 years performing it.
They will, though, because when I was recording my vocal in London, I could hear other tracks. They were mixing other tracks in other rooms, and it was incredible. And I was saying, I wish I was on that one as well. Oh, that one's as good as mine, if not better, obviously, but seriously, brilliant tracks. And regardless of whether they got guests on or not, it would still be a brilliant album. I know that we'll have added something to it. But myself and Pete Doherty, and is it Laura from Reverend and the Makers?
Yeah, she's on it too. Yeah, so this is
to be fair, Shed Seven are amazing now anyway, but you know, so hopefully we just add something to it on top. But
well, wait, you definitely do. It's light and shade, and the album's just it's its own beast because of things like that, just making it slightly different. And you know, it's very important to have a clear and defined running order. We spend a long time deciding which song should sit where. You know, I mean, you mentioned the Laura song. That's the stalking element to the album. Not that I'm wanting to stalk her. It's about stalking.
John would kill you.
He would. He's a big man.
He really would.
But, yeah, it's important that all of these things flow and ebb and just and this is what I'm excited about now, because people are now starting to hear the fruits of our labor. There's three new songs that people can now listen to. But I'm excited for the album to come out as a unit, because it needs to be heard from start to finish in order, in one go, and it tells its own story, which is what I'm most excited about right now. As soon as people can have that experience, it means it's not ours anymore, it's everybody's. So I'm liking this kind of calm before the storm, just because it's like waiting for Christmas in a way. It was like before we released In Ecstasy as a single, people knew that it was coming, and Shed Seven and Rowetta, who know it and have heard it, the excitement for people to hear it is just as much as anything else, which proves that what we've done is good enough and exciting enough. And that's been proven this week, hasn't it, Rowetta? Because there's There's been so much love online for this song.
And honestly, when I had it on the radio in my car or heard it on the radio anywhere, our voices sound amazing together. And, you know, as good as I've ever sung with any, I've not sung with millions of people, mainly live if I've sung with people, but on record, it's one of the best couple of voices I've heard together. It just works. It's I'm just so proud. It sounds massive, it sounds beautiful, the vocals are perfect. I don't like perfection at all. It's got that punk edge, but it is perfect. Perfect.
It's rough and ready rock and roll, that's what it is.
Absolutely. I'm very 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 happy, and the fact that the love that's coming for this and for Shed Seven at the moment, and the excitement for the album, well done lads, and thank you for letting me be part of it, really.
Well, thank you, Rowetta.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
Jason Harbert meets Shed Seven and Rowetta.
I've been back to search, but the curse is getting
2024, big year for Shed 7. Why?
Well, it's our 30th anniversary next year since the release of our debut album way back in 94. So we can't ignore that fact. It's a bit of a milestone for us. So how amazing is it that the very first week of a 30th anniversary year, we're releasing a brand new set of songs. That starts the whole year in such a positive, great way. There's lots of things we've got planned that we can't really announce all in one go because there's too much of it and it'll be a bit like overkill and too much information for anybody to handle. So we're drip feeding information, which if you keep looking at our socials, you'll see. But there's a lot of good things. Listen, if you're a fan of Shed 7, buckle up. You're in for a ride. And if you're not a fan of Shed 7, leave the country.
Rick, do you have a little message for our armed forces in the world?
Well, listen, where would we be without the armed forces? Much massive respect to everyone involved. And, you know, thank you very much for keeping us safe and for all that work you do and the risks and the dangers that you have to go through. It's incredible. I mean, we're talking to you guys about writing some songs and singing. You know, much respect, much admiration, something I couldn't ever do. So thank you for doing it for me.
And yeah, thank you for keeping us safe, because without you, we wouldn't be able to just sit here and relax, you know, because there's lots of people want to make war, and without being protected, having that protection, we wouldn't be here, would we? So thank you, everyone.
BFBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB+, throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.